His disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. 1 week. 1 week in the life of Thomas. 1 week passed between testimony and encounter. 1 week between hearing the resurrection testimony of his fellow disciples and then actually encountering the risen Lord. 1 week. Many of us, I suspect, believe that we live much of our lives in the midst of that week. Perhaps you believe that you are there now, waiting to encounter, wanting to believe. Each one of us has had the experience of hearing resurrection testimony. Even if this were your first day in church, you would have just heard that account from John's Gospel where the resurrected Jesus appeared to his disciples, except for Thomas, in the upper room. Like Thomas, none of us were there in that upper room on the evening of the first Easter Sunday. And also, like Thomas, we have now heard testimony of what happened on that day. Of course, most of us gathered here have been hearing resurrection testimony for a long time. Some of us have been hearing it on a regular basis since before we can remember. Many of us gathered here last Saturday evening at the Easter Vigil or on Easter Sunday morning and heard it proclaimed with great fanfare. Christ is risen. But though we have all heard, and some even proclaimed, the resurrection testimony, we are all unlike Thomas, in that none of us here today were in that room 1 week later with the disciples when Thomas came back to be with his friends, and Jesus returned and stood among them once again. But here we are, like Thomas, 1 week after Easter Sunday, and no doubt many of us can't help but be envious of him. Thomas expressed his doubt, he asked for proof, got it. Thomas had heard the testimony of his fellow disciples, of his closest friends, those whom he trusted told him that Jesus was alive, but it was not enough. Instead, he responded that he would not believe until he could both see and touch the crucified and risen body of Jesus. Perhaps at the bidding of his friends, Thomas came back to the very same room, and 1 week later, Jesus stood before him, showed Thomas his wounds, and invited Thomas not only to see, but to touch. And with his wounds exposed, Jesus implored Thomas, "Do not doubt. Believe. Not doubt, Thomas, but believe." And Thomas believed. He recognized the risen Christ, this man with whom Thomas had walked so many miles from Galilee to Jerusalem. Thomas now recognized the one standing before him, bearing the wounds of the nails and the spear. Thomas now recognized him as Lord and God. And as a result, Thomas added his voice to those who could testify of their encounter with the risen Lord. Church tradition holds that Thomas spent the rest of his life as an evangelist, traveling as far as India, proclaiming the good news and founding new church communities all along the way. To this day, many Christians in India see themselves as heirs of Thomas in the faith. But I imagine that there are some who might be thinking to themselves, well, if Jesus appeared before me right now, I would have faith that would move mountains. If I had that kind of proof, I would travel to India, anywhere else in the world, to the ends of the earth, to testify to what I had seen. But would you, really? Because whether you know it or not, you don't have to wait another week. You don't have to wait another day. You don't even have to wait another hour. You are only moments away from being invited to an encounter with the risen Lord once again, to being invited to this table. As Saint Cyril of Alexandria wrote in the 5th century, Christ still visits us and appears to us both invisibly as God and visibly in the body. He allows us to touch his holy flesh and gives it to us. For through the grace of God, we are admitted to partake of the blessed Eucharist, receiving Christ into our hands to the intent that we may firmly believe that he did in truth raise up the temple of his body. So when you hear the words, the gifts of God for the people of God, know that you have just been invited to an encounter with the risen Christ. You have been invited to take your place with Thomas. Perhaps you might even ponder the words that he uttered in response. My Lord and my God, as you receive him. And, as many of you are well aware, this table is not the only place where you have the opportunity to encounter the risen Christ. We encounter him in prayer, in worship, in the scriptures, in all of the sacraments, and in the community of believers, Christ's body, the church. Of course, I understand that some of you may be thinking, I pray, I worship, I kneel before this table, and I receive the body and blood of Christ. But I still don't feel like my prayer has been answered in the way that Thomas's prayer was answered. That may be true. But Jesus did not answer Thomas's prayer immediately. I imagine that that week, the week between testimony and encounter, between the two Sundays, I imagine that it was a long week for Thomas. He did not know that it would only be a week. He had no idea what would happen on the following Sunday. And we don't know why Thomas was not in the room on that Easter Sunday when Jesus appeared to the disciples. But one can imagine that Thomas wished that it were otherwise. Perhaps he was frustrated by whatever led him not to be there. Perhaps he was frustrated with the other disciples who had seen Jesus without him. Or perhaps he was frustrated with Jesus for appearing when he was not there. But it is clear that Thomas still wanted to encounter the risen Christ. Though we can only speculate about all of the things that happened to Thomas in the week between, we can only guess as to what went through his mind during that time. We know one thing. came back. He came back. And if you are still waiting to encounter the risen Lord, I encourage you to keep coming back. Not only to this table, but to keep coming back in prayer. Keep coming back to the fellowship of believers. Keep coming back to His Word in the Holy Scriptures. Keep coming back. And when you finally realize that you have encountered the risen Lord, do as Thomas did. Share that encounter. Share that testimony with those who are still seeking Him, with those who are, like you, coming back with the same encounter.